Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now. And welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, episode 526. It's Wednesday, it's hump day, and we got the new Black Sabbath. They've been heralded as the new Black Sabbath. Witch Mountain, got some music in the background going from their performance opening for Blue Oyster Cult.
Bach.
Yep, they opened for Bach. Next month they're opening for Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
No. They're opening for Carcass and a whole bunch of other cool bands at this festival, though. They're coming up, so check out Witch Mountain if you're not knowing who they are. They're a band from Oregon that rocks pretty good, and their singer is very soulful. Female singer, as you can hear. She kind of reminds me of the chick from Heart. Like Ann Wilson gone doom.
I hear people go crazy on her.
They do. She's a barracuda.
Ooh, a barracuda.
She's a real dreamboat Annie. I heard those guys are coming back to the Northwest as well.
Mm.
See? Ann Wilson. Mm.
Who is the guitarist in Heart?
Roger. God, that's a good one. It's Roger. His name's Roger.
He was known for all of the major riffage, though, of those guys, right?
Yeah, I think the
really
girls...
I hear his name very much. It was like long.
I don't hear it enough to know. Roger... God.
McCormick?
Should come here. No.
Is that Mick?
Roger Rabbit, I think his name was.
Roger Rabbit.
No. Let's see. Let's see if you can get it first. We're both
Google
grabbing
Wars.
Our voices. Google Wars.
Oh, no. I touched screens.
I know. See? See who can get their fucked phone. You just Google Roger Hart.
Oh, I'm going Hart Roger. Oh, it's going to have to be Hiata Roger.
Roger Harry. What?
I ain't gonna change any words. Yeah, to Roger. I heart Roger gifts.
Who's I heart Roger?
Roger Fisher.
Somebody's talking pretty bad about Roger.
Is that it, Roger Fisher?
I don't think so. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess it is. Yep. Maybe.
Richard Rogers and Hart.
There couldn't be that many Rogers in bands with Hart. Hart's Roger Fisher and Steve Fossen.
Oh, Steve Fossen. Oh, they were also known as Hocus Pocus?
And Hart something? Something Hart?
Dude.
I can't believe I knew
Hocus
it was...
Hocus Pocus?
I couldn't believe I knew his name was Roger.
Hmm. Could you imagine if they would have been kept their name the Army that they had in 63 and 67 to 69?
The Army?
Yeah, you'd be like... And now here's Barracuda by the Army.
Yeah. The Army doesn't allow girls. No, just kidding. They might not. Did they allow girls back in the day? The Army?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, Roger Fisher. We learned something today, didn't we?
Yep.
Witch Mountain, New Black Sabbath, Roger Fisher, guitarist for Heart.
That is true. You know, I've been snopesing it up.
Okay.
Here's some more Snopes. I found out Snopes says it's false. Dick Van Dyke's real name is not Penis Von Lesbian.
I knew that. You snoped that?
I just random snoped and it showed up, and I was like, well, I didn't know that was ever
Yeah, it just sounded bad, Penis Van, or Cock Von Dyke, Cock Von Lesbian. It happened to be Dick Van Dyke.
Here's another quick one. Gideon's claim, not one of their 45 million Bibles placed have ever been stolen.
This can't be true, because I thought I took one once.
Yeah, they've all been taken, but they've never been stolen.
Oh, because you can't steal a Bible.
They're there for the taking. I mean, that's what they put them there for.
I play the Gideon Bible game where you just open up to a random page and read it and see how it pertains to what's going on in your life at the time.
They're free, though. You can take them with you.
Oh.
They go back to those hotels and they put another one in there. And
I wonder if they give the hotel like an extra 10 or so to like a, and if the maids have to check, Bible still here? Oh, yep, we're good.
Well, there is, you should be checking it for money. You should check that thing loose. Is what you should
Who's
be doing.
Who's going to put money in a Gideon
you
Bible?
You never know.
You'd
There's
have to
a
be
lot
higher.
Of stuff left over in hotels. I mean, maids and stuff will probably make a pretty big killing
You'd
on yearly.
You'd have to be higher than a giraffe's ass to check a
Maybe you
Gideon.
Left in a hurry and you forgot.
Huh.
You left a couple bucks in there.
Yeah.
You wanted to put it in a secure place in
Hide
case somebody broke in.
Yeah. That's the first place a robber's going to look is in the Gideon.
You don't.
I don't.
Well, you're not a robber, but...
Well, I would. I always go there and open to a random
page.
Just think about $100.
But you don't shake it out for money.
No.
But that would probably open it up to there.
Yeah.
Do you know any maids at hotels? I wonder, are they that have been? Because I wonder if they... You should ask them if they ever shake it out. If that was part of their, like, when they went around, or how much... You know, because, I mean, you could find missing items all the time.
My mom used to be a maid and for the Country Squire Inn down there towards Eugene. I never heard of her finding any money in a Bible. Shireen's, my ex, Shireen, her mom used to work at the villa as a maid. So, never know. So I said, I don't know if this is funny or if it's stupid. I got these notes that I wrote down that I thought were funny at the time. Like, if someone who's older who might have dentures and they're, like, really on you about something and they just keep harping at you, like, fucking keep your teeth in, all right? Has you ever heard that? Is that something?
No, it's funny.
I thought that I wrote that. Oh, and then, like, when I was a kid, we used to ride
pearly whites.
The school bus driver. She was kind of old-fashioned, and she'd always use that phrase, pipe down! We'd, like, make a noise and stuff. She'd always, you know, old people would say pipe down when they want you to quiet down. And we were actually smoking weed on the bus. We just thought she was telling us to put the pipe down.
Going back to the one previous to that, though, keep your teeth in your yap, something like that.
It's like, keep your pants on, man. We're going to go in a second.
Yeah. But I got a story here about dentures.
Really?
A 90-year-old woman in a nursing home in Sussex. Had her dentures swiped by a seagull and was caught on video. She wanted to feed the birds, so she placed the false teeth on a table, and they came down and swooped and took them.
Wow, animals are...
And then apparently they weren't happy, and they spit them out on the roof of a nearby building.
She got them back?
Yeah, employees were able to get them.
That's fucking awesome. The animals these days are freaking out, I'm telling you.
You know what? A 35-year-old man from northern Israel was going to the bathroom one way or another, and he felt a sharp burning sensation on his penis afterwards, and a snake had slithered out of his toilet and bit him on the penis.
He didn't even notice it?
Not until the burning sensation.
So was... He was gazing out the window while he was pissing?
He went to the bathroom to relieve himself and suddenly felt a sharp burning sensation on his penis. And I think he said that he had seen the snake in the toilet afterwards.
Animals are pissed. They bite your dick off.
Yeah.
I'll fucking punch you in the dick. I'll punch your ass in the cunt, you fucker. That's how people who can't really speak English give insults.
Yeah. I'll punch your fucking ass in the cunt.
What?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
We were writing a song the other day. We were talking about Sasquatch. Okay, so my friend Farmer Tape knows. He believes without a shadow of a doubt that there is Sasquatch.
Is that the lyrics? Without a shadow of a doubt, there is a Sasquatch?
And he's out and about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be the new Sasquatch rap.
Yeah.
But he claims to have seen him. Well, didn't really see him because he was blurry. But he heard him. And I said, that could have been anything. And he said, no, it couldn't have, you know. So, and he could smell him and all this stuff. He was on a, it spooked his horse, all this stuff. He was 3 days in on a 10-day ride, which I thought that was funny. That's cool.
That's part of the song, right?
I know, yeah.
3 days in on a 10-mile ride.
So we got to talking, and I'm trying to debunk
him. Floyd's listening. Bam.
I'm trying to debunk him, saying, you know, he's not real. They would have found something, a fucking bone.
I have a theory.
A tooth or something, and then he's a big fan of The Who, and all of a sudden he busts in the song, and he's all, Sasquatch tooth, me for him, Sasquatch tooth.
That's nice.
I know, so I was born with a Sasquatch tooth in my
bag. You guys should do some Sasquatch parodies.
Because I'm a Sasquatch tooth, there's another guy. I look pretty blurry, but my heels are high. Something at the moon by later. Save my Sasquatch tooth for later, yeah.
What about that one song you can do?
Ooh. Sasquatch tooth.
Ooh, Sasquatch hooda.
Ooh, Sharknado. Sharknado was sold out in the theaters last Friday. Every place it was sold out. Sharknado.
That's funny.
Ralph Nader. Sasquatch tooth coming to
Sasquatch tooth.
I hope fucking Weird Al's not listening because that's golden.
It is, dude. You should put that up on Bandcamp.
I was born with a Sasquatch tooth in my back.
Ouch!
Yeah, that's gotta hurt. Sasquatch tooth.
Sasquatch cuda.
Sasquatch tuda. I was born with the Sasquatch tooth in my house.
I have here in my hand a partial list of jobs held by Homer Simpson.
What?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a person. He works at a nuclear power plant.
He's a nuclear safety inspector. There's only been one. He was also a monorail conductor.
Wow.
A food critic, sailor, soldier, teacher, talk show host, trucker, musician, telemarketer.
Are you talking about the real Homer Simpson?
Yeah, this is Homer Simpson on the cartoon, jobs that he's held.
Like there's a Homer Greening.
And he was a carny. Remember that one?
No, I didn't watch it. I watched the first few seasons of Simpsons, but then I couldn't keep up.
He was a superhero. A candle maker.
These are all in episodes?
A blackjack dealer. An oil rig worker. A mall Santa.
Oh!
A town crier. A fish gutter.
Okay, a fish gutter?
Mm-hmm. A panhandler. A juvenile hall guard. A professional arm wrestler he was. At one time.
Did he get his arm ripped off?
Mm-hmm. A roadie, he's been. Who I do believe that was for, was that before Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Yeah.
He was a baby proofer. A mob boss. Used car salesman. He was a chief of police. He was a fortune cookie writer.
I guess I missed a lot of episodes.
A clown. A mayor. A roadside corn salesman, a bootlegger, a smuggler, a pretzel inspector, and a plus-sized butt model.
Whoa.
That's just a partial list.
Wow, that's a lot. Homer's a busy guy.
Yeah.
For being a cartoon character. Man, I'm sweating. It's Wednesday, it's hump day, and it's 88 degrees outside. A little bit of clouds.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost as hot as it was on Sunday.
What's it feel like?
It feels like 110. Always in Albany, it feels like 110.
It does.
110. Hey, up in Portland, I don't know if you heard about this. This is kind of a crazy story. Police said it's not likely that a snowboarder who is buried under ice on Mount Hood will survive.
Oh.
They're trying to break him out with, like, picks and shit.
Is that ice tunnel that fell?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, he already died?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a few days, yeah. Oh, that's today. Really, but today's Wednesday.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah.
So the dude, the story's crazy. So rest in peace, Mr. Bukowski, Colin Bukowski, 25, of Pines, Colorado, and his friends were looking for a place to snowboard on Saturday. They entered an ice tunnel formed by melting snow. The tunnel collapsed, and Bukowski was trapped under a piece of ice the size of a school bus. Damn. That
sucks.
That does. That sucks bad.
You know, but it probably would likely happen because he had those headphones. He switched them on to the
speakers.
Yeah, and rumbled it all away.
So I guess they worked late Saturday with hand tools trying to get him out, and it was fruitless.
Yeah. Sunday afternoon.
So, kids.
I heard they announced it.
Don't be snowboarding
be
in
safe.
Ice tunnels.
Yeah, be safe out there. Be sensible. Yeah. You know, if there's a tunnel out there that's just naturally formed, you know, obviously you're taking your own risk.
Now, you were talking about, was a bird taking someone's dentures?
Yeah.
Where was that? Do you know?
Sussex.
Overseas. Okay. Well, here's a reminded me of a story.
Sussex City.
A fucking animal stealing people's shit. This is a popular lady, the Florida woman. In Fort Myers, Florida, a raccoon ran off with her wallet out of her purse while she was on the beach. The raccoon came right up, got into her bag, took her wallet, and ran out off down the beach. She's like, I saw the raccoon in my bag, so I started running towards it like a crazy woman because they were away from their stuff down on the beach. Yeah. And the raccoon ran off with the wallet, and a young boy was able to recover the wallet and return it to its owner. Some scratches and some holes in it.
They do wear those rubber masks.
Yeah.
Raccoons.
Yeah. They're like bandits.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that the wallet theft was suspicious because there was no food in her bag. Crazy Floridian. This lady says that the raccoon knew what she wanted. She went right in there and she got it. She said it was a trained raccoon to go steal money or wallets out of women's bags.
That's
the only theory.
That's a brilliant idea.
That's what she thinks is the case.
Oh, the crime syndicate could employ, a raccoon farm.
Yeah.
And just turn them all over loose on the city, and they'd send them out with backpacks.
Yep.
They could stand on their hands. They got, pretty good maneuverability with their hands. They could unzip backpack. They could know what they were doing.
Yep, she went right in there and got what she wanted, and unfortunately they caught her.
Did they catch the raccoon when it was like at 7-Eleven and had a Slurpee in one hand and was like fishing for a $5 bill out of the other?
Barely got off the beach and they fucking smashed him dead.
Wow.
No, it doesn't say that. But I wonder if they let him go. Did they slapped him on the paw?
Yeah, they did.
Just give him a little slap on the paw.
You know, back in the old days, they would have cut off his hand.
Yeah, just the right one, the one that he wipes his ass with. Or wait, the left one. I can't remember something. We've talked. You're going to have to go back to another episode.
Yeah, I had a theory about why Sasquatch is always blurry. Because who is sober when they're out in the woods?
Yeah, there's that. Then the other person that I heard said, because everyone's so fucking freaked out, because they saw it, they get their camera out and they can't hold still.
That is true, yeah.
Well, if you have a good camera and a tripod, just be waiting for that shit. But they said that those guys are so standoffish and they're so, whatever you call it, elusive, that if you're waiting around for them, they'll never come around because they know.
Yeah, for sure. They know.
So almost got into an argument with him. He wants to come on and tell his Sasquatch story. Farmer Tape knows.
All right.
He's very, very convinced that this is a real thing that happened, and he saw him for sure. Oh, man.
You warm?
I am. I'm cooling off now. After I took all those hits off the pipe, I started sweating because that's some good stuff. Makes me sweat. And then after we get done today, we're going to go get some pizza after that.
Yeah.
I'm getting the munchies and stuff. And I'm reading this story about really good ice cream. And it's making me even hungrier.
What kind of ice cream?
Ben and Jerry's.
Ah.
We read that story about a couple of seasons ago about Ben and Jerry's suing a porno company for spoofing them on their DVDs.
That's funny.
And they had some DVDs called Harry Garcia, Boston Cream Thigh, P peanut butter.
It's brilliant, though.
Peanut butter D cups and chocolate fudge babes.
And that's all fair. If they successfully sue, then Star Wars and stuff will be able to successfully sue.
But see, the DVD had the large puffy clouds and the grazing cow, and instead of saying Vermont's finest, it said Porno's finest.
Okay, I can see that.
So I think it says that they didn't take it as a compliment when the video producer began using flavor-inspired names for its porno flicks, but I don't think that the case is done yet.
Yeah. Well, movies can't sue for parody named.
No?
You know? Like the Star Wars and, you know, Robo Dick and all those.
Oh, yeah, Edward Penis Hands.
Yeah. You know, it's all fair game. It's parody. You know, satire and parody is safe under the First Amendment, is it not?
Like, yeah, it is. And I guess this judge, though, he put in a consent judgment for them to cease production of the lookalike product. So
yeah, maybe they can work out a deal where everybody's happy.
It's funny how they wrote this. The attorneys for Ben and Jerry's melted down the corresponding details in a 32-page complaint with side-by-side comparisons. They melted it down. Ice cream fucking writers.
Well, you know, I think there's, you know, obviously, hey, every 10 years, why don't they change it to Jerry and Ben's?
Yeah.
You know? Why not?
Why not? Just to give the other guy the, people would still know what it was. It wouldn't like they'd lose their fan base because they changed their name.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Sasquatch. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Well, good, because it's National Sea Serpent Day.
Well, I believe sea serpents exist.
What's a sea serpent? Isn't that a big snake that lives in the ocean?
Sure.
Okay, so that's not
it's
like...
It's kind of like a serpent. Oh. I mean, it's got like the arms, the paddle arms and stuff, right? And it's just like a...
I don't know what serpents have.
Giant
I thought
thing.
A serpent didn't have no arms.
Mm. Well, like the little paddle fins. Like a little manatee fins or something.
Like a mermaid?
I don't know. I don't believe in like not Loch Ness Monster because it's not that big a lake, is it?
It's a loch. It's not a lake.
Yeah, and so it's...
What's the difference between a loch and a lake?
I think it's just geographical names. I don't know. But what I'm proposing, though, is, I mean, they've scoured that place. They would have had to have found it by now. But, you know, in the ocean, I would imagine serpents could live. Because, you know, it's so vast, there's no way that you could ever, like, scrub it from one end to another. I'm sure you could in the Loch Ness. You know, you could take a dragnet and just do the whole thing.
Right.
You know, if something's big in there, you're going to find it.
So, Loch Ness.
But a forest is similar to the ocean, you know. If it was just a circle of trees, you could say for certain.
There's no Bigfoot in there.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, now you said that loch is just from the region that it is, if it's a lake or a loch. Now, according to Sting from the Police in the song Synchronicity, he says on one verse, in the bottom of a dark Scottish loch. And then on the second time he says it, on the bottom of a dark Scottish lake. He says both in the same song, and they're both from Scotland.
Well, saying Scottish loch, it would be dumb. Because
Sting is dumb.
Because loch is the Scottish word
for lake.
For lake. Well, Scottish Gaelic and Irish word for lake. Or
in a dock. Scottish Gaelic.
Or a sea inlet.
A Gaelic?
So a sea inlet, I could imagine there could be a serpent. Right?
Gaelic.
Is that what it is? Scottish Gaelic?
You said it, not me. I'm just thinking that that's a funny word. Because I was writing a parody song. Not a parody, but I was writing a comedy song the other day. Because I've been wanting to do that. I don't know if it's ever going to get finished. But Gaelic would be a good word to go in that. Is that a word? Is that a real word? Gaelic?
Yeah.
Ah.
Like G-A-E?
Ah.
L-I-C? Like
G-A-E... L-I-C, yeah. Gaelic.
So there's Loch Lomond. And but some lochs could also be called a firth, fjord, estuary, strait, or bay.
A fjord has like steep mountains on the edges of it. I learned that in school.
Yeah.
Fjord.
It is a blend of the word log from Manx and the now obsolete word the Welsh word for lake.
Luke Loch Lake.
L-L-W-C-H. How would you pronounce that?
Luke.
L-L-W-C-H.
Luce. No. So, isn't a fjord in, like, Sweden?
A fjord is like an inlet.
But, I mean, isn't it located in, like, Sweden, not in Scotland?
Fjord?
Yeah, fjord. Like, like if they did that movie with Andrew Dice Clay over there, it'd be like Fjord Fairland.
Yeah, fjord is a long, narrow inlet with steep cliffs or sides.
Yes, I knew that. I said that. Yeah. I said that.
Yeah. Yeah, in Norway. Like the Grangefjord.
You don't know if you're going this way nor that way, Norway.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we better have said that at the same time. That was a blank spot. We like to leave those every once in a while to make sure you guys are listening. I got some couple celebrity birthdays here for us.
Sweet.
And you got to say his name the way you got to say it when you hear his real name. Today's birthday, Wayne Knight.
Batman.
Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Newman. How old do you think? He lost a lot of weight and then he gained some back. Remember how skinny he was, like, during the special features of the Seinfeld DVDs?
About 53.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. He's 5 years older than that. Just turned 58 today.
He's on that new... He's on a show, The X's.
Yeah, it looked like it might be kind of funny.
It's all right. It's kind of chaotic in nature.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just on. But it's been on for a long time, and it's got a solid cast. I mean, him and that one gal from Third Rock from the Sun...
Yeah, I just thought of something. I'm pretty stoned right now. I don't know how I got so stoned, but when I said Wayne Knight, you said Batman?
Yeah!
Bruce Wayne, Dark Knight.
Yep.
Okay, I got you. It took me a second to figure that out.
Well, I didn't know either. That's the first thing that came to my mind, and I knew it was wrong.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's good. That's like a word association. Yep. All right, also birthday today, frontman for great metal band. Let me hear you scream for me, Long Beach. That's my clue.
He's Sublime.
No, they had an album that it was live after death. Iron Maiden. Yes, Bruce Dickinson, birthday today. I almost said he was, how old do you think Bruce, he's a pilot. Not only for his band, but he is a commercial pilot as well.
That's weird, too, because Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne Dickinson. Mm-hmm. Whoa, there's another band name. Bruce mm-hmm. Wayne Dickinson.
Yeah, and Bruce Wayne Knight Dickinson.
And Bruce Dickinson, the other Bruce Dickinson, is that star, legendary
Bruce
producer.
Wayne Dark Knight.
Dickinson, Wayne Knight. Bruce Wayne Knight Dickinson.
Or Dark Knightison.
So Bruce Dickinson, younger than 58, obviously. Is a commercial. Could you imagine? All right, you ready for your flight? We'll be flying at 30,000 feet today, and thank you. Thank you, Long Beach. This is Bruce Dickinson. Good night.
That would be funny.
Like, oh, my God, Bruce Dickinson is our fucking pilot. If we die, we're going to die with our boots on. We're going to die. So you're going to give me a guess on Bruce? You're going to Google it?
No, I'm not Googling that. Okay. I'm going to go, Wayne Knight was 58, so I'm going to go probably about 54 with him.
That was close, 55.
Yeah.
So that means, 40 years ago, he was 15. Wait.
Wow.
That was longer ago. Let's see, 30 years ago, he was 25. When did he join?
I can't say much. I can't say enough about
Wait,
that.
He joined Maiden 40 years ago, didn't he?
What, 73?
Oh, it was 83, okay. 30 years ago, okay, yeah. That scared me.
I can't say enough about how great that Maiden Northwest band was. I'd never seen Maiden live myself, so, I can't compare, but those guys were fucking...
Yeah.
They put on a really good show.
And that one short hair guitarist is actually in Live Undead, the Slayer tribute band, with Jimmy Littlefield, too.
Well, they're all over, I think all of them are all over. And,
a lot of them are,
It's a scene up there. It's a local tribute scene of some great bands, and some others that are surprising. But, they know what they're doing. It's good stuff.
Also, Californication and X-Files star David Duchovny.
Oh, Anthony Kiedis.
No.
What?
David Duchovny.
No.
X-Files.
Oh, I thought you were talking Californication.
He has a show called that on HBO.
I know. But that's the song.
Yeah, I know.
I came out first. Why would you name a show?
Why
did
I even mention him? I don't even like that guy.
Anthony Kiedis?
No, David Duchovny.
Oh. All right.
Do you like him?
No, but I've been thinking because I've been so empty on shows lately of going to the X-Files, but I haven't made it there yet.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. It's too long, and I just don't even think so.
All right. Hey, here's another crazy Florida story.
All right.
Authorities in Florida say that firefighters responding to an electrical fire discovered 75 to 100 marijuana plants being grown in a locked bedroom. My question is, 75 and 100 are way different numbers when you got pot plants.
It is.
Do you think it was 75 to 100?
Hmm.
So
that seems like something more like if there's 75 to 100 dogs in a house.
Yeah. At least the story about the dogs, they knew there was exactly 75.
Yeah, exactly. They know how many pot plants are in there.
Yep. So Gaetano Rodriguez, 27, refused to unlock a door of a bedroom where flames were located.
What was he doing over there?
Oh, he lived there. It was his house. He rents the house from his father. He was forcibly removed from the house, and firefighters broke into the room where they discovered dozens of marijuana plants. Now it says dozens. Hmm. 12 times 10 is 120. Okay.
Yeah. They just want you to think he's a horrible person.
Rodriguez initially claimed the marijuana was for medicinal use, but later told officers he'd been planning to sell it. Dun, dun, dun. He's been charged with obstructing firefighters and cultivation of marijuana. Way to go, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Crazy Floridians.
They are.
Here's another one. We'll
all
get
right.
this out of the way. A man accused of breaking into a high school to have sex with a woman damaged the vending machine because he had the beer munchies.
Really?
Yep, investigators said an officer responded to an alarm at Mainland High School in Daytona Beach, pulled over Vincent Ewell and Lindsay Longbottom while they were driving away from the school. Police said they found open doors and vandalized vending machines. The pair allegedly told officers they broke into the school because they needed a place to fuck and keep the encounter a secret from Longbottom's boyfriend.
Well, a little late for that.
Yeah, you're on the news now. You're on the tag cast fucking... whatever we're called now.
Yep.
And, yeah, he had beer munchies, so he broke into the vending machine. They're both facing burglary charges. God, those crazy Floridians. I don't know what's the matter with them.
You know, you can go to Amazon right now, buy our link.
You can.
On the TagCastPodcast.com. And you can watch that new Lindsay Lohan movie as it's out on theaters now.
What's it called?
I can't remember. But you can rent it for 48 hours for like $6 or something like that on the as it's in the theaters. It's called like I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
All right. Well, way to research your material there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it just sounded like the Lindsay Lohan. Well, everybody knows the new Lohan movie, right?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm out of the loop. I feel like I'm out of the loop.
All right.
Hey, if you're feeling out of the loop, let me loop you in.
All right.
It's Wednesday right now. If you're listening to this today, that
the Canyons.
Out. Oh.
Or something like that. Canyons.
Is that about her boobs?
No, it stars well-known adult film star James Dean. That's D-E-E-N.
Yeah, because I was going to say that other one.
As.
Still dead.
Yeah. And he's trying to make a movie or something. And it's, yeah, so it's her with a porn star and probably, I don't know, people are saying it's good. But you can watch at the same time it's in the theaters, that's the thing.
Nice.
Yeah. And also, if you have Amazon Prime, you go through our link, our Amazon link, they got 25 James Bond movies. you can watch for free this month.
Nice.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, there's a lot of good old shit if you don't have any other,
yeah,
you know.
And I tried watching Dr. No, the first one.
Right.
Meh.
Meh.
Couldn't do it.
Is that Roger Moore?
It is. No, yeah. It's
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Okay. 1963.
Wow.
That's 50 years ago.
Huh.
With Ursula Andress.
So Sean must be like 80 years old then, I'd say.
Yeah, it's yeah. Kind of old. He was pretty...
I was surprised to find out that Tommy Chong was as old. He was 68 years old in 2006 when he did that interview with...
Wow.
Sonny Fox.
Sonny Fox.
Wow. That was my best... Sean Connery impersonation. Mm-hmm. You won't see that, but you might hear me telling some jokes. I got a show coming up on Friday. I want you guys all to come down. It's at the Granary Pizza Company and Nightclub, it's now called. It's an and nightclub. So come on down to that. It's Friday. It starts about 9:30. Headliner is Alex Elkin, who is 1450 All Comedy radio guy, and he did the contest for... Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. He'll be doing the headlining set. I'll be featuring for him, and there'll be a couple other people that I've never seen. Brandon Tate and Chris... It's the new Chris Castles. I can't remember his name. It's like Cashews. Chris Cashels? Cashews? I'm sorry.
Oh, Chris Cashews.
No, it's not right, but it's weird. He's like a Chris Cashel. Yeah. Something. That's right. Carshell? Crashell? Anyway, it's $5 at the door. It's a 263 Fifth Avenue, I think, east. It's by the Oregon fucking Fifth Street Public Market thing.
Huh?
Eugene, Oregon. Go check it out. That's all I got. I was having troubles.
Hey, I sent you a link to a Snopes yourself, didn't I?
Possibly.
Or a Snopes-related thing. No, via Facebook. It was about Frank Zappa and Mud Sharks.
Oh, I think you posted that to my page, but I couldn't get it to click on my, because my fucking shit's fucked up.
It was, there's some stuff
something
about...
to do with Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, it was Led Zeppelin, and they had, legend had it that they were backstage sticking sharks in women's vaginas.
Actual sharks.
Uh-huh.
Were they
This said, and this they were mud sharks, and that's where the mud shark comes from. And the thing, I think.
So did Snopes say that wasn't true?
No, this was a different article, but it just this article had mentioned Zappa at the end, just in glancing as the song. I didn't know if that was true where it came from, but there was a quote
I'd never
in there
heard that.
From the Zappa, or not from the Zappa, but from the Zeppelin. Camp, I think it was the manager, and he had quoted, and it's like, no, that wasn't it at all. He said Bonham was there with him, but it was backstage, and there was this chick with red hair, and she had a ginger pussy, and they had a red snapper in the room, like red snapper, and so they were like, how do you like this red snapper for your red snapper? So they were shoving the nose of the red snapper in her pussy, and she was going crazy and apparently came like 13 times or something, according to him.
Now that makes more sense than a shark.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's where, you know, you'd know more than I would about the origin, if there is one, from the mud shark of the Zappa era.
Well, that's the one with a member of the Vanilla Fudge. I can't remember the whole story right now because I'm stoned, but
yeah.
I think we talked about it on an episode of...
Yeah, I don't remember it either, and I didn't remember when I was reading it, but it was interesting to read, and it was funny, just the story from the Zeppelin thing. I don't know how it came up in the Snopes, but it was funny.
In the Snopes...
Red snapper for your red snapper!
That's actually kind of funny, because as kids, we used to call pussy red snapper.
Of course.
And I don't know... Why? Because at that point I hadn't seen a pussy in real life, and I don't know if I thought that it was real or red. I mean, red.
You just knew from the older kids that snapper is what you wanted.
Red snapper. Smells like fish. Look out for that. But speaking of funny stories to read and stuff, I recently read a story. Of course, you were talking about A-Rod facing lifetime suspension for his blood doping. I guess that's what they call it now, blood doping. Is that what they call
it? I don't know.
That's what they called it when Lance Armstrong was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this was the funny story, and I thought that it was real for a second. But let me read it to you. There's a strong reason to believe, and this is apparently from the Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig.
Selig.
He said there's strong reason to believe that A-Rod has, since 2009, been injecting himself with a bizarre cocktail of rock legend Gigi Allen's pancreatic fluid, ox blood, and yogurt. And at that point, I was like, wait, can this be real? What site is this? What is the tyrannyoftradition.com? And then it goes on to say, Allen, known for his grotesque onstage antics and general hatred of most members of the human race, died of a heroin overdose in 1993. His pancreas and several other of his body parts went missing after his autopsy, leading many experts to believe that they had been eaten by his fans. However, in 2003, Biogenesis owner Anthony Bosch came across the pancreas at a yard sale in Bangor, Maine. I think it was at Stephen King's house. And Bosch quickly realized that Allen's pancreas had the ability to bring out incredible Hulk-like torrents of aggression in those who injected fluid from it into their bodies. At that point, I pretty much knew that the story was not true.
Yeah, there was something about him pissing on second base.
Cutting himself, yes.
Yeah. He might not play until 2015, which is kind of big in the world of baseball.
It said things got much worse in 2010 when he spent much of his time in the locker room listening to Hank Williams and mumbling incoherently about wanting to be covered from head to toe in bacon grease. Before each at-bat, he would put a lit cigarette out on his tongue. He headbutted an umpire over a called third strike. And then he began lacerating his face and chest with a razor blade, bleeding into a water gun and firing it at hostile Texas Ranger fans.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
So go check out tyrannyoftradition.com. Apparently it's a fucking comedy thing.
You know, A-Rod has close ties around here because he started as a Mariner.
Oh, Seattle.
Yeah, and he left for more money. He left Seattle when he got
that
big 10-year, $250 million contract from the Rangers, which everyone knew the Rangers couldn't afford, that they were just going to house him for a few years before shipping him off to the Yankees when they could make room for him.
And then the next thing you know, he's fucking Madonna.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, he's over and he's as a Yankee and he's doping it up and fucking he's got a tarnished career when he could have just stayed in fucking Seattle and been fine.
Hey, you want to dope it up, dude? Dope it up later if you want.
Yep. Yeah. Dope it up. And you know, the funny thing is after Seattle got rid of him was when Ichiro came over and they won 116 games, which tied the record.
116?
Out of 162.
Wow. Do you know that in Roman times that Romans would crush a rapist's testicles between two stones?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. And when it comes to weird fetishes, Japanese girls, the top on their list is odd desires to lick and kiss doorknobs.
Do you think when you had your balls smashed like that you just squirt out all that jizz?
I don't think so, dude. Oh, God, it would hurt so bad. I think you would just probably die.
You probably would.
It's like killing by ball smashing. And I didn't know this either because I thought you could grow that shit out as long as you want and, like, style it. But it says here pubic hair is programmed to grow a certain amount and it stops growing at a certain length.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, and it's curly so it doesn't poke your eyes out.
That's yeah, not, yeah, that would be tough.
That's not true. What else you got over there?
I got some phobias.
I like that band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know anybody with a fear of teenagers?
Fuck me. I have a fear of teenagers.
You have.
They're freaking me out.
Ephobophobia.
Ephoba?
Ephoba. Ephobophobia. That's a P-H.
Oh.
E-P-H-E-B-I phobia. Ephibiphobia.
Huh.
You have a fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
No, I love that shit.
That would be arachibitrophobia. Arachibitrophobia.
Does it tell you what a fear of hobgoblins is?
Nope.
Do you know what a hobgoblin is?
It's a half goblin, right?
Hobgoblin with the noblin. That's a Frank Zappa lyric. I know that, but Sean McLean wants us to talk about hobgoblins.
Oh, really?
So we'll have to research that. And
yeah, we'll research that before next episode.
Okay, what else am I scared of?
Wooden objects.
No.
Xylophobia.
I thought that would be afraid of xylophones.
Are you afraid of crossing the street?
Only when there's semis coming.
A gyrophobia.
Gyrophobia?
Yep. Mellophobia? That'd be if you had a fear of music.
Whoa. The hills are alive with the fear of music.
Do you have phobophobia?
Fear of phobias?
Yep.
Yeah, I do. I'm scared of being scared.
Imagine if you had cybophobia, which is the fear of food.
Cybo?
Yep.
Huh.
Or euphobia. E-U-phobia, which is a fear of hearing good news.
Oh, man.
Al Bundy.
That's good news for people who love bad news.
Al Bundy had euphobia because he always knew it was followed by something bad happening to him.
Yeah. Huh.
You got a fear of mole rats?
Mole rats?
Mole.
Oh, mole.
Zemiphobia?
No.
What about a fear of ventriloquist dummies? Some people have that.
Yeah, I could imagine that, but I don't.
Automatonophobia.
Whoa. Okay. I'm not going to be able to remember any of these.
Yeah, you do not have, but some people have a hexicosioe hexaconta hexaphobia.
That's too many hexes.
It is fear of the number 666.
Oh, that's why there's so many hexes.
Yep. And
that was my phone number by request for a while.
Alectorophobia is the fear of chickens.
For a while, my phone number was 541-259-0666.
Wow.
By my choice. Actually, my wife requested that because she's crazy about the devil. She's crazy about the devil. God, my glasses are all fogged up.
Have you been writing anything?
What do you mean? I've been writing some songs.
All right. Have you ever tried to do bad writing?
No. I was listening to some what I thought was bad writing the other night on an album, actually, a record album. Vinyl, the Fire Sign Theater. Do you know who those guys
are? Sure.
Yeah. They were doing the continue.
I have heard people compare us.
Really?
Those skits that we did.
Yeah.
Those radio things.
The Continuing Adventures of Nick Danger.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. And that was actually, I guess, brought up from a script from the 40s, and they redid it in the early 70s or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was listening to that, and I don't know why I just switched the subject to that. But who knows? All I know is that I'm hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty! Would you, you know what, in Sweden, a hockey frilla is?
Hockey frilla?
Yep.
No.
It's a mullet.
Hockey frilla?
Yep.
Wow.
You know what, Chile, a choco panda is?
That's what you do to a fucking bear when it's running at you?
No, but it refers to the typical haircuts of ice cream sellers.
Oh.
It means mullet.
Whenever I see one, I want a choco panda.
Ah. And in Greece, a mullet is called a laspatyrus, which means a mud flap. They call it a mud flap.
Ooh, mud flaps.
In Hebrew, they call it a curtain, basically.
The meat curtain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. I hope you're enjoying this, Hans, because everybody else already turned this episode off. Just kidding. I know you guys are still listening. You love us.
In Australia, they call a mullet Freddy Fire Drill.
Wow.
As if the haircut was interrupted by a fire alarm.
Oh, don't got time to cut the rest of it. It's got to stay long in the back. Yep, Hans kind of has a little bit of a mullet. But what's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player?
That's Hans.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's.
We're gonna find out today. What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hey, Al.
What's up?
Thanks for stopping by.
We're gonna find out right now.
Everything's funnier when you got Al Minta in the house. Hey, see you later, dude. Thanks for stopping by. You should come back when you... All right, whatever. I was going to tell him he should come back when he could stay longer, but he just always has time to come in and say, Hansies. Shit, I'm looking at the wrong thing here today. Oh, wow, I was actually surprised when I got this message today. Hans, I didn't know you even really liked this. And me and Dustin... Both, I think this is one of our, I don't know, at least top 20 albums, maybe. Angel Dust by Faith.
Oh, man.
Is that in your top 20? Maybe top 50? It's hard. I know it's hard. Maybe top 50. Maybe top 100. At least top 100.
It is really hard to decide.
So many Ween albums.
Between Faith No More albums.
Oh.
The best between Angel Dust and... King for a Day, Fool of a Lifetime.
Yeah.
Really has a sweet spot for me.
For
sure. Angel Dust definitely was a great album.
Yeah, they spread
definitely,
their wings. Patton kind of took
there.
Over, I think, a little bit. But I know a lot of the music was written by Roddy Bottom. And I know Jim Martin didn't
fantastic,
have a lot to do
just,
with it.
Ambiance.
Yeah.
In each of the songs, you know, and just the authority that Mike Patton brings to songs through his vocals is brilliant, really.
Yeah, for sure. And, yeah, so that's cool. I'm glad that you wouldn't be listening to it if you didn't enjoy it, because I know that's how you are, unless you're just pulling out names now and giving us, oh, I'm listening to this. I'm listening to this. I'm listening to Possessed today. I'm listening to Barry Manilow today.
No.
I was actually listening to something that I hadn't heard in a long time. Me and Robert Johnson started talking about it, and he remembers it from like the third grade. Loudness, Japanese metal.
Wow.
They were supposed to be taking over for Japanese metal, and their guitarist Akira Takasaki was supposed to be the Eddie Van Halen of Japan.
Do they call it J-metal now?
I don't know. We called them Loudness. And you say, thank you, Portrand. We are Loudness. We love you.
That reminds me of a joke I heard the other day.
Yeah? Loudness. Okay, go ahead with your joke before you forget.
I'm trying to remember it.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Queen.
Queen who?
Queen the dishes, please.
Oh, how cute. That was a good... I use that for my kids' joke.
Sure.
No, Loudness was, their English was very broken, and their lyrics were very comical to me as I listened to first hit single, Rock and Roll Crazy Night. Rock and Roll Crazy Night, you are the hero tonight.
Huh. I remember hearing of them.
Loudness.
I don't know if at the time or later on.
I made it through the whole album. A lot of these albums I dug out, I listened like, half a side one and said, I'm not gonna listen to the rest of Big Country's second album.
You could be getting through an another entire album.
I gave it a shot. I gave the Big Country a shot, but I didn't like it. So you're more
selective in the music than you are in a movie, because do you typically turn a movie off if you're not enjoying it?
Maybe if
you've watched it before, I guess.
Not if I've like rented it and it's new, I'll stick it out and watch the whole thing and go, God, that was stupid. I can't believe I watched the whole thing.
Kind of like Evil Bong. Have you ever seen that?
With Tommy Chong?
Yeah.
Yeah, Evil Bong with Tommy Chong. I like to say
that.
They
got like four or five of them, I think.
Oh, but he wasn't in all of them, was
he?
Yeah, he was like in the first one. Yeah. Evil Bong with Tommy Chong.
He was probably in the Clink.
That was 2006 when he was in the Clink, or he got out in 2006, but yeah. I didn't get to listen to that whole episode because I've got poor reception at my house. I'm really getting sick of it, as a matter of fact. It's really starting to piss me off.
You ever think about putting up funny classifieds on Craigslist? Do you ever do that?
No, but what do you, like, how so? Like,
Well, I don't know. I just have some funny classified ads.
Yeah, I'll put them up for you if you got them.
All right. I did one. I thought about, didn't I, one time about some sheep?
Yeah.
The dogs.
Didn't you actually get a response?
Yeah. And then I started getting people sending me nude pictures.
Ooh, nice.
The chicks. Which, hey, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I'll look at them. I know it's not them.
Yeah. But.
So here's some real classified ads. Wanted, hair cutter, real growth potential. A toaster, a gift that every member of the family appreciates, automatically burns toast.
Cool. I heard of a clear toaster, so your toast never gets burnt because you can see it inside.
Really?
It's available, wow. Available at Sky Mall.
Huh. I got a newer toaster. I bought it with a display model, and I put some toast in there the other day, and one side is definitely darker than the other.
How about this, like, making up one off the top of your head, you just type it in, you're like, roommate wanted for 3 days out of the month. You could only have to pay, you know, you get this room for 3 days, and you can't use the kitchen, though, but it's only $25 for the 3 days. Way cheaper than a motel. We're going to need to clean the house, though, while you're a resident of the place. But
yeah.
Something like that, and see if anybody... Are you serious? Who's going to pay $30 to be a resident of a house for 3 days out of the month, every month? Yeah, you got to sign a one-year lease. That's the thing.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, somebody might take you up on that. Here's a bar-sliced bologna, regular or tasty. Save 50 cents on two.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Save 50 cents on two.
Yep, ground beast, 99 cents a pound.
That way you never know what you're getting.
Yep. Vacation special, have your home exterminated. And Christmas tag sale, handmade gifts for the hard-to-find person.
Someone might actually reply to that. I'm not too sure. But that sounds like that was about the last line in the fence there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm, like, still sweating.
All right. Is it pizza time?
It must be. I'm hot and sweaty, and the plugs will take us at least to an hour, and it doesn't matter. We could quit early at this point.
I have a couple things.
I haven't humped at all today, so I'm not feeling right. Hump day.
Yeah.
Keep your teeth in with your
Your teeth in with your piss flaps.
With your piss boners and your fucking sleep hopping.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a tip of the day. Never make eye contact while eating a banana. It's awkward.
What about a corn dog?
Yeah, well, that's about the same, but I guess I got a response from somebody that said, you're actually supposed to bite the banana when you eat it.
Somebody's here.
Oh, shit. Good. We better get the hell out of here. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now, and we're going to go get some of that right now anyway. So they give us a great pizza every week, and we thank them for that.
Yeah, I love grape pizza.
Man, I'm ready for some meat.
Can you imagine grapes on a base pizza instead of tomatoes? Like little grapes?
Ooh, they turn into raisins when you cook them, wouldn't they? Okay, we're going to go get some pizza now. Yeah. You should, too. They're down on Queen and Hill or somewhere around there. Eugene. No, wait. Albany, Oregon. That's right.
Yeah, man. They rock.
Where are we? We're in Albany. That's right. So
Somebody's giving us the victory sign.
Have a great
We won.
Woo!
We can...
winning.
Yep. Vietnam is no longer...
I saw aggression firsthand in Vietnam. Motherfucker. Car wash character number 3.
Woo!
Thanks for listening, guys. Happy hump day.
Crack up.
Metal. I told you, Taggots. What's going on? I changed the song on your asses.
What?
Yep. Hope you enjoy the new background music, courtesy of Mr. Frank Zappa. Can't go see him anymore, but this Thursday you can go see Foghat at the River Rhythms at Monteith Park. It's a free show right down there. By the post office, round first down there, downtown Albany. Also, starting this Thursday, it's a 4-day metal festival up in Portland at Bronx, the Northwestern Black Circle, number 5.
featuring such great bands like Satan's Host, Witch Haven, Poison Idea, Coven, Ghoul, Drawn and Quartered, Toxic Holocaust, Ceremonial Castings, and about 35 other bands. It's a $52 ticket for a four-day show, or you can get $14 a day in advance or $16 a day at the door. That's at Bronx in Portland. Great metal up there. Also, let's see, August 20th, it's the Melvins at the Wonder Ballroom with Honky opening up the show. That should be a good one. Old Honky. August 24th, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge up in George Washington, Gorge Amphitheater. Old school weirdo Gary Newman in Cars coming to the Wow Hall August 29th. That's still weird to me, but whatever. August 30th, it's comedy at the Baghdad with your host Tristan Spillman. One of the last comedy nights there after their 6 or 7 year run.
What?
It'll be me and about 6 other comics telling jokes up there at the historic Baghdad Theater, 37th and Hawthorne in Portland. September 8th, it's the Uproar Festival with Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction and a bunch of other bands. Also, if you go vote for them and they get enough votes, 30 Pound Test might be playing at that show.
What?
As well as In Her Memory, both in the running for being the local band to open the show. So go to their websites and check that out. I almost forgot Friday night, this Friday night. I already talked about it during the show, but this is plugs, so I get to talk about it again. It's Comedy as Advertised, Friday, August 9th, at the Granary Pizza Company on 5th. It's East 5th, down by the 5th Street Public Market in Eugene. It'll be Alex Elkin headlining. I'll be doing a feature set, as well as a couple other newbies, Brandon Tate and another guy. I can never remember his last name, but come check it out. Seth Milstein is your host. It's $5 at the door. It starts about 9:30. Come out and laugh with us. I got some good metal shows coming up at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Between the Buried and Me, October 3rd. October 11th, it's Diamond Head and Raven. October 13th, Creator and Overkill. Godflesh is coming back. Tons of good metal shows. Tons of good comedy shows coming up. Let's see, what else I got this month? I almost forgot all my shit. Can't do that. Let's see, August 17th, it's a Saturday night. I'll be at Sam Bond's Garage for Bleepin' Funny. Starts early at 6 o'clock. 6 to 7:30, so come out for that. And during the Eugene celebration, which is August 23rd through the 25th, I'll be at the Cosmic Pizza telling jokes at 6 o'clock on that Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. And then on the 24th, I'll be at the celebration downtown Eugene, emceeing between bands on one of the stages down there between 1:30 and 5:30. So I'll get to do a couple 15-minute sets and also introduce the upcoming bands and announce some sponsors and some other dumb shit like that. So come down to the Eugene Celebration. I've never been, and I'm going to be performing there, so that should be fun. I heard there's a bunch of good local bands and whatnot. So let's see, there's that, and then there's shit. There was one other thing coming up that I can't remember. Oh, well, we'll go on to September. September 13th, it's a Friday the 13th. Comedy extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern down there on 4th and Blair with your host, Mac Chase. It'll be me and Max Brockman and a couple other comics. And then way down the line, September 29th, it's a Sunday, back to Sam Bond's Garage for Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. All right, you guys, thanks for listening to the Terry and Gash Comedy Show. Go out and do some fun stuff. Don't just sit around listening to the computer all day. I know we're funny and everything, but come on. Get out and do something. I guess that's all. I'm going to smoke this joint now. Frank, you just keep playing your guitar. Oh, Peaches and Regalia joint.